Let's take it to the hoop now. Attendance at NBA games is sagging a bit, but some teams have ways to boost ticket sales when times are tough. The Miami Heat, for example, just has to put LeBron James on the basketball court. And all the Los Angeles Lakers have to do to get fans into the arena is let Kobe Bryant do his thing. It's the teams without the superstars that have to be more creative. From Oakland, California, Cyrus Farivar reports on one strategy: play up the national and ethnic heritage of the players.
Currently, the NBA has nearly 90 players who were born overseas. That ranges from Chinese superstars like Yao Ming, the towering center of the Houston Rockets, to Vladimir Radmanovic of Serbia. He's a power forward for the Golden State Warriors. Radmanovic was honored in mid-February at his team's Serbian Heritage Night. Events like these are on the rise around the NBA. In February, the Toronto Raptors held Tamil Heritage Night. This month, the Minnesota Timberwolves are also hosting a German Heritage Night.
We've had Latino Family Night, we've had Jewish Heritage Night, we've had a Filipino Heritage Night. We still have, yet to come this season, a Russian American Night.
That's Mitch Gurman, a spokesperson for the Sacramento Kings. He says that over the last decade, the Kings have sold out their season most years, and so haven't needed to use marketing gimmicks like the Heritage Nights. 3 years ago, the team only had two per season. This season, they've tripled that number. Gurman explains that one big draw for the Kings is their small forward, Omri Caspi, the first Israeli player to play in the NBA.
He travels, and some cities will have Jewish Heritage Night while he's there. You know, he certainly notices their support, and that, you know, sometimes there are hundreds of fans in the crowd in an opposing arena with Israeli flags and his jersey or his sign, and so I know it has an impact on him on the road.
But the thing is, not all Heritage Nights draw that level of fans. In fact, the Warriors' recent Serbian Heritage Night was pretty low-key. During the February 13th game, there was no Serbian flag waving or special dances or anything like that. After the game, the few dozen Serbian fans that had come as a group had a private Q&A with Radmanovic. They wouldn't even let me in, since I wasn't part of that special group ticket.
I don't think it's a huge Serbian community, but for me as a Serb, I always like to invite those people to the game one night and get them know each other.
Radmanovic says that because the San Francisco Bay Area isn't exactly known for its Serbian community, it could be thought of as a quasi-public service.
Because sometimes some people live in a city, they don't even know who lives in that city, and I think it's a perfect opportunity for them as well.
But of course, NBA teams are big business. Industry analysts say it's hard to measure precisely how much impact these Heritage Nights are having on ticket sales, but it's clear why teams are doing it. And so a little bit of public outreach and marketing go hand in hand. Marshall Cohen is a sports industry analyst with the NPD Group.
You know, this could really help raise attendance by 10, 15, even 20%. You know, but if it's a ticket that's already hard to get, are you going to get an increase? No. If it's already a sold-out venue, that's not necessarily going to increase ticket sales. But what it does do is increase the fan base. And that's the ultimate goal of this.
Back at the Warriors' practice in Oakland, Radmanovic agrees with this assessment. After all, many kids growing up outside the U.S. more or less arbitrarily decide which NBA teams they like. But now with players like him from Serbia, team loyalty could change.
Okay, I'm a Chicago Bulls fan, for example, or L.A. Lakers, whatever you want to name it. But when you have a guy from your country playing for that team, that's even better. You know, you can say, okay, this is my team because this guy plays there. I believe that's how people feel.
Still, neither Serbian fans nor the best efforts of Radmanovic and his team have helped the Warriors out of a slump. The team's record is hovering around 500, and they're solidly in third place in their division. But this month, perhaps they can boost their fortunes with Polynesian Heritage Night when they take on the Orlando Magic. But neither the Magic nor the Warriors even have one Polynesian player. But hey, hopefully the food should be pretty good, right? For The World, I'm Cyrus Farivar, Oakland, California.